Now, this December 27th flare was by far the largest of three such giant outbursts of gamma rays detected in the last 35 years from neutron stars, the densely packed and supercharged remnants of a collapsed star. The energy burst, packing more energy than the sun emits every 150,000 years, was not visible to us, and the gamma rays were blocked by the Earth's atmosphere as they rushed by. Scientists said some operators of low-frequency transmitters were able to detect it. Well, NASA has issued an unusual denial of a report that its researchers saw strong evidence for life's existence on present-day Mars, based in part on atmospheric methane readings. Other scientists involved in Mars research said the jury was still out on the meaning of Martian methane, but they agreed that the preliminary findings were well worth a follow-up. Now, last night, astronomer Philip Plate called the program to tell us, hey, this wasn't a private secret meeting. It was at a party. And were they overheard, these two scientists? Philip didn't know. He wasn't there. But he did read an email from one of the scientists, Carol Stoker. And she basically went on to say that they had never submitted a paper to the journal Nature for outlining the evidence for biological activity on the red planet. Not the point. Let's go very quickly to Richard C. Hoagland, who's been following this story for us. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good evening, George.
Good to see
you. It's getting weirder and weirder.
It sure is. I mean, I have never, ever seen NASA issue an unusual denial report like this, ever. Have you?
No. This is one of those, you know, can we please stamp out burning ducks problems? Somebody sounds desperate. And I'll tell you how desperate it is. I mean, the bad astronomer, who was well-named, did not give you the full story last night. It turns out that Carol and friends are actually presenting in a peer review situation, a major NASA conference that's held every year. It used to be called the Rock Conference because it was started after the Apollo moon landing some 30 years ago.
Right.
It's being held this year in March between the 14th and the 18th, I believe, in Houston. And it's a place where all the world space agencies gather to present their really cutting-edge stuff from the previous year. It turns out that Carol and friends have three papers in this conference in a couple of weeks, and one of them, if I can pull it up here, in fact, we ought to have Lex put this link up on the website so people can go look at this.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the Lunar Planetary Science Conference for 2005. The title is Characterization of a Subsurface Biosphere in a Massive Sulfide Deposit at Rio Tinto, Spain, Implications for Extant Life on Mars. Now, it says in the paper this work is solely supported by NASA and a Spanish science agency. It's being presented at a major NASA conference. So for NASA headquarters to basically issue a go away, guys, there's nothing here, move along, is bizarre.
Well, I know it. And listen to this. The message that the researchers discussed Mars research while attending a private party of space exploration enthusiasts, but not speaking merely as individual scientists and not on NASA's behalf, just as people. I mean, that's strange, too.
Well, because it's not true. This paper that I just read you, which is one of the three on their research, where they make analogs between the terrestrial organisms they found by drilling about 200 feet down in Spain and what we're seeing in the way of methane on Mars, and the implication it's the same kind of stuff going on, is exactly what's in this paper. Now, whether it's going to be printed in Nature in the next month, the next 6 months, the next year, is irrelevant unless you're playing inside baseball.
That may be the one thing we know for sure, because Nature says, I don't have a paper right now. We have nothing to publish at this point.
But the at this point is the key words. I mean, this is all weasel wording. It turns out, George, there is a kind of a three-tiered science system in operation, and this is kind of revealing how it's become so incredibly censored. The first level is where you find something and you go to your colleagues and you say, look what I got, okay?
Yep.
That's where Plate last night was trying to dismiss it as simply a bull session, to which my answer is unprintable. The second tier is where you find something, you write it up, and then you present it at a conference, like the Lunar and Planetary Science Conference in 2 weeks, sponsored by NASA in Houston. That is the second tier of real science. Your peers are in the audience, the other scientists you work with, people from around the world, the press, and that's a formal presentation. But that's not good enough to be accepted as real data. Do you know that, George?
I did not know.
It used to be, but it isn't any longer. The third tier is the Nature game, which is the so-called science journal.
Yes.
Like Science or Nature.
That's like the New England Medical Journal.
Yeah, right. So you submit a paper, and here's where they get you, okay? Because you submit a paper, and then a bunch of anonymous nincompoops, people who may hate your guts, people who may have had it in for you for 20 years because of things you said 20 years ago, they are allowed to slash and burn your paper anonymously and then reject it. And if enough of them say, oh, no way, Jose, we're not going to let this be printed, the editors say, okay, and they accept their anonymous review. I mean, they know who they are, but you don't know who the guys are doing the hatchet job behind your back, and you get your paper back, and they say, uh-uh. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, the whole thing's confusing, and even more confusing.
Well, it's not confusing. It is debilitating to real science.
Well, because, yeah, but next week, Florisano, the Italian, is going to talk about methane, and he probably will say he thinks it's coming from some kind of biological life.
That's what his abstract says, printed before. That's what the New Scientist reported yesterday.
This is an incredible story. Hey, Richard, we got to move on, but you're on next Wednesday, right?
Yep, full show.
Strange story.
We will have a wonderful time, and we will talk about this. We'll probably find out new news at that point. And then we're going to talk about Saturn and a stunning development there, the whole Iapetus thing. Go to Enterprise, read Part 3, and you will have a very interesting read.
EnterpriseMission.com. Thanks, Richard. Talk to you next week.
Okay, George.
Richard C. Hoagland, always there, working away. A powerful earthquake, by the way, rocked parts of eastern Indonesia, causing unbelievable panic among residents there. No immediate reports of injuries. The earthquake registered a preliminary 6.9. The U.S. Geological Survey says they measured a 6.5. It was 23 miles under the sea, this one. The world's first mobile phone virus has now spread to our country from its birthplace in the Philippines, which started 8 months ago. The virus, called Kabir, has spread slowly into 12 countries and marks the beginning of the mobile phone virus era. Get ready for this, which one day could disrupt the lives of many of the world's 1.5 billion mobile phone users. Now, the biggest impact of this virus, it drains your battery. I have no idea how this happens, but it does. The mobile virus threat will grow in the future, they say, as virus writers become more sophisticated and phones standardized to make it easier for viruses to spread across not just specific devices, but the entire industry. A rare form of a plague has killed at least 61 people in a diamond mine in the remote wilds of the Congo. People there who were working in the mine, 7,000 miners, were so afraid of this, they put down their tools and all ran for the hills. They're gone. This plague is spread mainly by fleas, causes an infection in the lungs that slowly suffocates its victims. And the withdrawn arthritis drug Vioxx may make a comeback on the market after advisors to the FDA narrowly voted that it was safe enough to be sold despite an increased risk of heart attack and stroke. The panel concluded that the popular painkillers Vioxx, Celebrex, and Bextra pose an increased risk for heart problems, but should remain on the market because the benefits outweigh the dangers. You know how we get so many calls on this program about people who get these 11111 phone calls on their caller ID, and some people believe that maybe their dearly departed ones are making phone calls. Well, listen to this. A commercial software service is now selling for $19.99 a month and then 7 cents a minute that you can go to the company's website, log in, type the number that you want to call, the number that you want to appear on the caller ID screen of the recipient's phone, and it works. But the one thing that caught my eye is the New York Times, for example, would regularly get numbers such as 11111. So it looks like the computer age is now caught up. Apparently, bill collectors and telemarketers love this because they can trick you when they make phone calls to your home saying, you know, maybe they'll get the name of your friend and their phone number, and they'll trick you, and you'll answer the phone, and there they will be. It's all about numbers, isn't it? And that's why in a moment our guest will be Glynis McCants, the numbers lady on Coast to Coast AM. Glynis McCants has been studying numerology for 19 years. She's the author of Glynis Has Your Number, the creator of the Numerology Kit and Are We Soulmates program. What Glynis is known for is for the speed and accuracy of her readings, and she believes that knowledge is power. And when you have someone's name and date of birth, well, you can discover who they really are. However, numbers are not just in people, but in everything, homes, businesses, every city, every state. So let's talk a little bit more with Glynis back for some updates with us. And Glynis, I've got to tell you something. When you were last on with me, you told us all about putting the number 8 in your wallet, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, somebody had called me, and apparently there was a run after you were on the air of 8s at some of these home companies. So what I did, just for kicks, is I printed up a number 8 on my computer, cut it out, and put it in my wallet. The next day, I, just as a hobby years ago, used to breed racehorses. I had a couple, and I bred them, and they raced in Illinois. And in Illinois, a horse that's bred in that state gets residuals for the life of its race career when it wins, okay?
Okay.
So this is a horse I bred about 12 years ago. That's pretty old for a racehorse.
Yeah.
The next day, I open up the mail, and there's a check from the state of Illinois, their breeders fund, for $420. That horse had won a race 2 months ago.
Wow.
And its breeder's fee was catching up. Now, and it goes on. There's some other things that happen. I got a call from a friend of mine who's working on a major project for me, and he says, I think it's done. It's wrapped up. And it just keeps going and going and going. I've got this number in my wallet, and it's not coming out.
No, it's extraordinary. And what's been fun, because of the way you had set it up the last time we talked, a lot of people did it, and I started getting emails instantly. One of my favorite stories was a gal who had not had money for years. I'm talking like 5 years, where she was just living on her coupons and what she could. She said she put the 8 in her wallet, and she put an 8 in the office where she writes all her like bills.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she gets a $34,000 check from an old company that she worked for. It was like an insurance thing that never cashed out.
She didn't even know about it.
She had no idea.
Oh, my.
And I was just like, this is amazing. But this is what I would also tell you. For those who don't know what I do or what this is, numerology itself is a science of numbers. It is 2,500 years old. And the belief is everything in this universe vibrates and breaks down to a number. The basic numbers are 1 through 9. So when we talk about the number 8, we're talking about a number that deals with financial security. So that's why just that vibration itself is so powerful. But here's what's interesting, George. Whatever someone believes is what they will manifest. So if someone's cynical, it can slow down their process. Do you see what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
Yeah. It's like they won't make it happen. I always say the universe has one answer. The answer is yes. So if you believe, it's possible. If you don't, you're right.
If you say no, you create a barrier, and it's not going to happen.
That's right. So what I did in that new book, I also wrote affirmations, and there's a money affirmation for the people who are still playing this game with the 8 in their wallet or whether they put it on the wall. Add this affirmation. It's a verbal thing. You do it daily. And because, remember, I told you this is a big year for you. You are in a personal year of 7. You should be doing this as well. It's simple. The words are, I pay my bills with ease, and I always have extra money.
That's all you say?
It's that simple, but it's 15 minutes a day. It's a repetition thing. So you're like, I pay my bills with ease, and I always have extra money. I pay my bills with ease, and I always have extra money. All it means is you're telling the universe, open the door. I'll take it all. You know, I don't want to think about money. I've got it all. I've got as much as I could possibly want. You do that, plus the 8 in your wallet, wow.
Well, I tell you, when I started seeing the emails the next day, mm-hmm. and then the thing that happened with me, I said, you know what, this is just too unbelievable. And it stays. I mean, it's just remarkable.
Oh, I would. And also, know that those other numbers also communicate. Remember we talked about the number 2?
Yeah.
I said if you put that 2 on the bedroom door, you would encourage love, peace, and harmony in that room. You would also encourage a relationship. so many people told me that relationships that they thought were just okay have, like, intensified. It's like husband and wives who feel like they're really getting to know each other again after years. And then some fanatics were like, well, I put a two on every corner of the bed. That's a mistake.
yeah, because, I think so.
Yeah, it messes up the energy. That becomes 2 + 2 + 2 + 2, which is 8. You don't want to be an 8 in bed.
Why not?
Well, if you're making money there, George. But no, that's not what you want. Different energy.
I got to tell you, numbers. But you are right about the belief system in it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's a question, though. If you don't put the 8 in your purse or your wallet or in your pocket, if you don't do that, but you still have the faith that things are going to happen, won't they anyway?
This is what I would tell you, honestly. If you're not doing an affirmation to make that happen, I don't see it happening for you. Like in the big picture, like the big dream, here's why. Most of us are programmed as children. Usually the parents have some sort of issue with money. And whatever that might have been, it's planted in your head. And until you can convince your mind that you have total abundance, and sometimes it takes repetition to do that, once you believe it, you bet you can achieve it. And sure, there's some people out there who just believe and they get it all. You know that's true. But that's a rarity to be that healthy.
Okay, now what happens if I take the 8 out of my wallet?
Well, in your case, it'd be a fool's move.
I didn't say I was going to do it.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you why it would be a fool's move in your case. Because then subconsciously you would know you just removed something that represents prosperity.
So you're basically telling yourself, okay, I've done what I can do. That's it.
Exactly. I have enough. Everything's fine. I'm done. You don't want to be done. And especially, like I said, when we look at personal year cycles, everyone's in a different cycle. Because you're a 7 life path and a personal year of 7, which means you're all about faith right now, just trusting your gut level, your intuition, that 8 is your buddy. Because it also represents bigger deals coming up, which I have to talk about to you, what KFI means this Monday in numerology for you.
Oh, you heard about this already.
Oh, yes, I did.
It's a great move.
Well, not only is it a great move, but that particular day is an awesome day to do it.
President's Day, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's the 21st. 2 + 1 = 3.
Right.
And then the whole day, 2/21/2005, breaks down to a 3. 3 is communication.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's here to motivate and uplift other people. See, no matter what you cover in your story, there's always a sense of optimism
about
what you believe.
That is me. That's my personality.
Right. Well, on that day, you kick it to the next level.
Kick it up a notch.
Oh, yeah. Something great is going to come out of that. Just by having that station come back in, good things will happen from it. Powerful year for you.
Well, I tell you what's so fun about being back live at 10 o'clock in Los Angeles. For example, Tuesday, Jolene Blaylock, who is on Star Trek Enterprise, is going to be on the show. And, I mean, it's just neat because people are available. And, you know, and they want to be able to tell their friends, hey, I'm on the air here. And it's just going to make things a little easier for us here. But it's a good move. You know, we were number one from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Now we're going to be on from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. And we're very happy with that.
Absolutely. And like I said, that particular day, when I think of 3, it's like believing in magic. There's something magical about the day for you guys.
Well, stay with us, Glynis. I've got lots of things to talk with you about. Next hour, we're going to keep Glynis, open up the phone lines, let you talk with her about numbers. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie with our guest, Glynis McCants. Her website, numberslady.com. Very simple. I'm going to read a couple fast blasts to you, Glynis. One is a very upbeat story about the number 8. The other one, I want you to react and tell him what he did wrong.
Absolutely.
Okay. It says, first of all, for Glynis, I kept a paper with a big 8 in my wallet for a couple weeks. Should keep it there. But I discovered a 20-year-old stock certificate right after that I'd forgotten about, originally worth only a few dollars. Now it's worth $1,500.
That's so great.
So that's a great story.
Yes, it is.
And then we have one from Medford, Oregon, where he said, I put the number 8 on from my computer. I printed it. Doesn't say what he did with it. But shortly after, we found a hot water pipe break under the house, causing not only flooding but mold. The homeowner's insurance won't cover it. Cost me $3,000. Ah, here it is. I took the 8 out of my wallet. I think maybe he should have kept the eight in his wallet.
Yes, but remember, this goes back to belief system. He was looking for something to say, okay, this is why that happened. Remember what I also said about the year of seven? I said, this is the year of water.
Well, he got his share of water.
He got the water damage, but he shouldn't take the eight out of the wallet. And remember, the reason I gave that affirmation tonight is for people like him, he has to affirm it to flip it.
That's true.
And he can do that, by the way. Even if that money did happen and he, you know, he was out $3,000, it doesn't matter. If he stays on the right track with the number eight and affirmation, he's got it made.
Here's John in Chicago. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Glynis. I have eights all around my computer, and it is unbelievable. The turnaround in my finances since your last show, I can't believe it.
See how great that is?
Yeah, that's neat. Now, does everyone need to do the reaffirmation?
No, no. These are the ones who are cynical. See, some people do it
okay.
Just
well,
go
why'd
for
you
it.
Tell me to say it then?
Oh, say it again.
I'm not cynical.
No. Tonight I told you to tell the people listening. You've got an audience that's very into what it is you have to say. You told them last time, put the eight in your wallet, let's see what happened. For the ones who have had some bizarre luck or someone who feels they want to blame it on the eight.
We're doing this for them.
Yes, I'm giving them something else. I'm saying, hey, wait a second, don't you dare give up.
I agree with that.
You know, don't let that negative voice inside you that looks for a reason to fail, don't let that win. And by the way, I have to say, the book, and that was the purple copy of the book, Glynis, it has your number. It covers all of this. Those letters that I'm getting for the people who've done both, the ones who were cynical, have flipped their lives around, just like that guy who was just talking about the computer.
Why don't you very quickly tell us how people can get the formula for getting their own numbers, by the way.
Okay. What you do is you break down the name. It's got three numbers, and you have to use the Pythagoras chart to do it. So that they can't learn tonight. But they can learn how to do their birthday. So let's just, you want to think of somebody or you want me just to give a number?
Just a number.
All right, so let's go January 12th, 1995, let's say.
Okay.
Okay? What you do is you add the numbers straight across. So everyone should just write their own birthday down. You go 1 plus 1 plus 2.
1 for January, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you go, it's 1-12-1995 is what I've written down. So 1 plus 1 plus 2.
So you're at 4 right there.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Plus 1.
5.
Plus 9.
14.
Plus 9.
23.
Plus 5.
28.
So 28. Numerology is only 1 through 9, so you have to continue.
Add them again. So now you're at 10.
Right, and 1 plus 0 is 1.
So you're a 1.
That,
person's a 1.
That's right. So if I were to look at the energy of that person, I would know that they are fiercely ambitious, they are competitive, and they like to win. That's just from their life path number.
And generally, all ones should be pretty similar.
Oh, they'd recognize these traits. Because remember, when I said there's three numbers in a name and there are three in your birthday, that's all of what you are. This is just one number, the life path.
All right, why don't you then give us a very quick breakdown of the numbers.
Okay, let me show you how. So then the next number would be the day you're born. So again, we're looking at 1-12-1995. This person was born on the 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. That tells me they're a communicator. They have a sense of humor. They like to express themselves. And then I look for one other number. It's called the attitude number. You get it from the month and the day. 1 plus 1 plus 2 is a 4 attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me this person seeks knowledge, and there's an inner voice that says, if I can't do it perfectly, I don't want to do it. They don't like to fail. So if I were to counsel this energy, I would tell them to ignore that voice because it has nothing to do with their life path number 1. And remember, your life path number is what fulfills you in this lifetime. If you don't act on your life path, you're not going to be happy.
So with these numbers, you can adjust your life.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because I'll give you an example. I had a guy that was an accountant. He was a 3 life path, which is performance, yet he had the 4 attitude, just like this energy would. And so what was he? An accountant. And why was he doing it? To get his paycheck. But his passion was singing, and he didn't sing because he was afraid, what if I don't make it? What if I can't make money? Once he knew his numerology, he took a chance. He's a singer now by trade. That is how he makes a living.
Yeah, over the last few weeks since you were on, Prince Charles is going to get married to Camilla Parker Bowles.
That's right.
Is this a good thing for them, numbers-wise?
No, it's not a good thing, but it's a great story, and I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
Here's what's interesting. First of all, they've picked April 8th, which is an 8-day, and as we talked in the last show, I told you, so often an 8-day can be the day of a hard lesson or the day of a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, the victim still remains Diana, and here's why. Camilla picked Diana for Charles. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes, she handpicked this poor young girl.
She, like, met her somewhere? Or?
She just knew her. Well, she was in royalty.
She knew the family.
Spencer family.
She knew the family.
So
right?
She pointed her out and said, that's the one to have babies with. Meanwhile, she was having an affair with Charles at that time.
Yeah, that's what I
and
hear.
And poor Diana was this naive person thinking she had great love here. You know, a man who was going to love her. And it wasn't true. So here's what's interesting. In numerology, if you have 3 numbers out of 5 with someone, it's a soulmate connection, and it means good or bad. When the relationship's over, it's never over. Camilla and Diana have a soulmate connection. It was a negative connection, but will we ever not link those two?
What's the formula for a soulmate connection?
Looking at all the numbers, like Lady Diana, when I break down the energy, it's 1, 7, 8. And how do I get it? The vowels I add above. So you add your vowels straight across and come up with one number. You add the consonants below and come up with one number. And then you add them together.
Okay, but that you got to look at it, your chart.
It's the Pythagoras chart, which is in Glynis has your number.
Okay.
It's easy, though, because what I'm really saying is each letter has a number. Like D would be 4. I would be 9. A would be 1. So you're just adding them across to get your formula. Then I look at their birthday. She was born on a 1-day, Diana was, 7 life paths. You would have loved her, by the way.
I would have?
Yeah, you would. If you had met her energy with your numbers, you guys would have had a great rapport.
Would I have been the king? No, I guess I wouldn't.
No, but what a great lady this woman was. Anyway, then her attitude number was an 8. And what is the 8? The one who learns the hard way. Well, she was certainly a long-suffering victim in this scenario.
Isn't Martha Stewart an 8?
Yes, Martha Stewart's an 8 life path. And here's what's interesting. I have found in my research that when an 8, since they do learn the hard way and money is their lesson, if they're willing to literally, no pun intended, serve the time, they get a payoff. So Martha Stewart, when she went to prison, she made money.
And she's going to do a TV show, I guess.
Yeah, she got 2 reality programs out of this. And her fan base is bigger than ever, and her stock has shot back up.
And I guess her product is still in Kmart, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, she's doing fabulous. I mean, she's
almost out, isn't she?
She's going to be out March 6th, which is a strong day in
numerology. That went by pretty fast for her.
Yeah, 6 is magnetic. Well, it was 5 months. But what I'm saying, like, if we were to say, okay, where's she headed, what's going to happen, she is in her highest personal year cycle. It's a cycle of 9, which means she is going to do incredibly well. Like, I would say, if you wanted to invest in stock, you should invest in hers. It's going to continue to climb.
Martha Stewart. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Do people consult you a lot?
Yeah, like 24/7. I mean, I counsel a lot of people. And I certainly have, you know, as you can imagine, I get a ton of email. And I have this thing called Just Ask Glynis. When someone's in trouble, they do ask questions, and I answer.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, tell us about that great story about how you got married. by the way, how's that going?
Oh, it's wonderful. He is wonderful. This man has been the number one supporter of my entire life. And I've known Charlie almost 3 years now, and I picked him by the numbers. We met on the Internet, dating service. Yeah. But giving credit to the
But you were looking for, you were screening them out, weren't you?
What I did was, I kept matchmaking people, and I thought, you know, I should make myself my own science project. So I did numerologist looking for a man who's really got my number.
Did you have trouble with dates prior to that?
Did I meet toxic numbers, do you mean?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
All right.
But that's not why I did it. The men that I would meet, because I believe that there's a positive and negative side to every number, when I would meet someone who was a toxic number, I thought I could fix it. I could make it better.
But that's
just not true. Here's what I would tell you, George. You can do that in business. If someone has a toxic number to you in business, you guys can agree to disagree. But in love, your partner better think you're terrific.
Well, and you have to You can help change yourself, but I don't think you can change other people.
That's right.
Nor should you.
You're right. So there's three types of numbers. We have a natural match, a challenge number, that's what that would, and a toxic number, right?
So he scored high?
This guy has all the numbers that I would want. Like, the best numbers for me are his chart. 369, he's 36969. He's got all the numbers that I love.
How many people did you screen out?
Well, I mean, in terms of response, I got a well over 1,000 responses from men. I did. And some of the guys, I ran numbers, and lots of them were toxic. It was funny. It was like number patterns would seek me out. And I could honestly tell you, the only reason I would not tell you what the numbers were is I wouldn't want someone listening going,
that's
my number.
Well, how many did you call down to?
No, there was only a couple. Only a couple that I was interested
down.
In.
All right.
And the only reason I gave time to the one before Charlie was that he lied about his birthday.
You mean you went out with this one?
For yes, I did.
How long?
11 months.
11 months?
Uh-huh. And I wasn't involved. And when I say that, I mean I was not intimate.
If he lied about his birthday.
He lied about his year, therefore his numbers were wrong.
Everything was wrong.
Yeah.
And then you had a suspicion all along that there was something weird here,
well,
right?
Guess what? I kept watching his traits going, wait, this does not add up.
Yeah.
This is not the traits of this life path. It was the life path, too.
And you're seeing there's a mistake here somewhere,
that's
right?
Right. And sure enough, his life path was toxic.
He changed his birthday.
Yes, he did, because he looked.
How'd you find out?
He finally came clean. He had to let me know.
This was while things were crumbling?
Well, the thing was, no, it was like 3 months into knowing him, but he was like such a buddy. Like, I really enjoyed him as a person.
Yeah.
But I could just see those verbal things he'd say that were very toxic to me, yet I could be polite and roll with it. But I kept thinking, how can he think that way if his numbers are blank? Do you see?
That's
like,
good.
I was making a note of all his numbers, and something literally was not adding up. So when he finally told me, believe me, I felt better.
So did you dump him by saying, your numbers aren't the right numbers?
Well, you know what I did? Became his buddy. Just let him be my friend.
Are you still friends?
Yes, we are. He was at my wedding. Of course, he got sick to his stomach and left early.
Well, you know when the priest, minister, or whoever married you said, forever hold your peace, anybody want to say anything?
Yeah.
I would have figured he would have jumped up.
Oh, no, he did. He got sick to his stomach. But Charlie has been an angel. And now, imagine that. You know, some men would be backed up with anybody you've ever dated. Charlie's not like that. And that, again, is in his numerology. He is not a jealous person.
Well, that means he's pretty secure with himself.
He knows who he is. You got it.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And trust. He trusts you.
That's right. But still, that's numbers. Because let me tell you, if you're toxic with someone, it means whatever they say doesn't feel quite right. You can't help but question their motivation.
Tell me about that. Yep.
It's just the way they say it. You don't get to relax. You always feel like you're just on
eggshells.
Yes. Well put.
Yep.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, I tell you. Tell me a little bit about NumbersLady.com. What do people find when they go to your website? Because
well,
you do
happened,
have some things there to help people.
Yeah, I do. On NumbersLady.com, there's a couple things. First of all, they can find out how to do their life path, so they can do that. It's funny, I'll get mothers who say to me, Glynis, one lady told me, I had 7 children. They were all born a one life path. Now, remember, ones are competitive and like to win. Imagine having 7 of those in one house.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But she said, when I was pregnant, all I could think is I want this person to be independent and know who they are. And she gave birth to the same energy over and over. So what I do is let them learn how to do that. Plus, there's an attitude number. The attitude comes from the month and day, as I said. That number matters because if your attitude is in conflict with your life path, again, people won't know who you are.
Good point.
So it helps them know. And I have a newsletter where I do Just Ask Glynis, so they can sign up, and that's a free newsletter. So it's definitely about helping people by the numbers.
How are things looking for the United States this year?
Well, I told you, it's more about Bush. What's up with George Bush this year?
How are things looking for
George
him?
Bush, this would be my message. He should proceed with caution.
In everything he does?
The whole idea that we might be looking at going to war with others,
uh-huh.
Again, I can't, if I could make a big red light going, red alert, red alert, red alert, I couldn't make it big enough. It is the worst move to make in this cycle. This is a cycle of 7, which means we have to go intellectual. We have to find a way to communicate. I told you this is a test of faith time for us. meaning if we strike out, there's a real good chance we will be struck back. We will pay this time.
So we need to be very careful on this one.
Yeah, we do. And by year's end, I also said that people are going to feel, quote-unquote, war is not the answer. That's just not quite the way we're going to solve what it is we seek.
Should he wait a year?
Oh, yeah. He should negotiate, talk, figure this out, decide what he needs to do. But this would not be a time to actively start another conflict.
Interesting.
Mm-mm.
That is very interesting. And I think they're trying to do that now, by the way. Somehow.
Well, yeah. I mean, the signs are there. But again, in the cycle of seven, last year George Bush was in his cycle of six. And I would say, because he's a sixth life path, when he would communicate, people... let's just say the majority agreed, and
yeah.
The majority heard what
no
he said.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, it was like no matter what he said, they understood. The ones and ultimately he won the election in his personal year cycle. Dick Cheney was also in a cycle of a personal year. It was the cycle of one, by the way, George, which is the cycle to win, and these guys won together. But this year is a whole different picture.
What was Kerry's cycle? I'm curious now.
He's a four life path, which is set up to learn the hard way. And you know what? Fours are often accused of being like stoic and not charismatic and not like a robot.
That was him.
I know. And Al Gore had the same number and the same accusation in his chart.
How does Hillary look for 2008?
Well, I wouldn't put my money against Hillary, but I wouldn't necessarily think. Part of me wonders if she's going to run for president. You know, it's one thing to be president. It's another for the vice president to step up.
Well, she may run and then back out and then try to get the VP slot by saying, look at all the support I can help bring you.
Yeah, I there's just no question in my mind this woman is not going to give it up. I mean, she's headed for that White House. That is her mission statement. And she's a three life path. So that means the reason that she so often gets misinterpreted, she was born on an 8-day, which can appear cold and aloof. But she's really a three, which means she's striving for the higher good. She really does want to make the world a better place.
I just love these numbers and then watching events unfold. Now, let me ask you this. Mayan calendar, 2012. What
yeah.
happens? December 21st, 2012 is the end of the Mayan calendar.
Right. Let me look at all the, what that is. I will tell you the ultimate number. Let's see.
And I'll tell you what. We're gonna go to the top of the hour. Why don't you just figure that out, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
Absolutely.
And then we'll open up the phone lines. We'll have one more hour with Glynis McCants, and then after that, we'll have a couple hours of open lines. I am going to open up a special hotline for you later on. I'll tell you about that, though, a little later on. If you ever need to email me, that's simple. It's George@coasttocoastam.com.